American media is a business, and it has a mission, not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day. This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the Internet for Tuesday, November 8th, 2005. And this would be Newsreel, the walk global sit rep for core political tyranny, technology, and trends for your headspace and timing. Rant Media is taking a stand for free speech today, and just by listening to this program, you are too, no matter what any of the other assholes on the Internet say about you. You can read all the news stories along with me by going to my live journal. And you can currently get to my Got Live Journal by going to sean_kennedy.livejournal.com. Now, we do have the Rant Media journals up and running. However, we haven't been able to teach Sean how to use them yet, so we'll eventually get around to it once I, you know, figure out what the hell is going on, because I'm slow and mentally, you know, kind of deficient. So eventually we'll figure out what's happening and we'll be able to transfer it over. But if you want to have your very own Rant Media blog, you can have that. But the thing is that we don't just give them to anybody. You got to be somebody pretty cool in order to get one. And there's lots of features and groovy stuff you can do with it. So if you want to have one, that would be cool. You can get a hold of it. Just like, well, there's a bunch of people out there who do want them. But if you want one, you can go to, you have to send an email message groveling and stating your case, because we don't just give them to anybody. But you have to send a groveling, self-deprecating email to info@rantradio.com. And from there, we will be able to, you know, determine whether or not you're fucking cool enough to have a goddamn Rant Radio email, or not email, blog. Well, it could be an email blog. But the nice thing about our blogs is that Sumerian will actually retype all of your blogs. He gives you his phone number, and you can phone him, and then he'll actually, you know, like, retype it out, because that's what he lives in. No, I'm totally fucking with you. He doesn't do that. But I'm sure Sam's sitting there going, what are you saying, asshole? No, not the case. But if you would like a blog, please come down and check out, well, just email info@rantradio.com. Beg, and Sim may or may not allow you to have an email. Don't send anything to me, because I have actually no power. Remember, everything that happens on Rant Radio is actually Sim. None of it's me. Okay. That said, this would be a free radio broadcast that can be heard on Rant Radio, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, Osprey Radio.info, Extreme Radio Tampa, and SRN1. And let's not forget that you yourself are free to distribute this broadcast any way that you see fit. And just because everybody seems to like it when Sumerian is here on the show, because I have a secondary voice that is involved and all that good stuff, today I have a special guest, which is my only friend listed on my live journal. I have Ronan Sariot.
Yes, back again.
And you are here, and that's very, very handy that you are here, because that way you drank all my Faygo.
The Faygo was the shit, man.
The Faygo was the shit. That was from Sergeant Tibbs, who sent us that from Detroit.
Hey, fucktard email.
Yeah, hey, fucktard email. Yeah, that was me. Yeah, that was me being the fucktard, because I trusted my intel, and it wasn't really, you know, the good intel, so there's not much you can really do with that. But, you know, that's, you know, what did you think of the cream soda Faygo?
Well, actually, I was expecting something, I don't know, maybe a lot more thick. You don't, you know, from all the videos and the talk from ICP, you don't really get a feel for what Faygo was like. So I was, you know, I didn't expect it to be like this great big clear liquid, but, you know, it was fucking awesome. I really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it as a cola as well. Perhaps if there was a Faygo local, we could get some. I don't really feel bad about pimping out Faygo on the show here, because, again, it's an ICP drink. You know, I mean, and ICP is fucking cool. Apparently, though, did you know that ICP apparently went all psycho-Christian?
Fuck off.
No, I swear to God. Like, because there was a whole cult about ICP. I didn't know this, but I got some email talking to me about this. Apparently, ICP had this whole thing where it all started with, like, Carnival of Carnage, and there was, like, five albums, and at the end of the five albums, like, the clowns from space were supposed to land and take people away and shit like that. I'm not even joking. Like, that's what the deal was. And at the end of it all, apparently, they all, like, claimed to find Jesus, and they turned everybody over to the church and stuff like that, because they developed... the whole thing was a gag. Like, Insane Clown Posse was on purposely a gag, right? So they get out there and did the classic thing where they're like, no one will ever take this seriously. Oh, wait, we got thousands of people painting themselves up like clowns running around with axes. What do we do? So they wound up, you know, taking the safe route. They're like, quickly, we'll pass you off to Jesus. Go, Jesus. You know, which.
Cop out.
Yeah, which I'm trying to figure out. If anybody out there can, like, let me know if I'm wrong on that. But that's what I think they kind of did. Because I don't think they're still coming out with albums, are they? I mean, they
probably turned out something not terribly long ago. Like, I was actually perusing the music stores looking for some ICP to you know, buy the other day. Yeah, I know. I can download for free. Thank you very much.
No, we have to buy the albums. Otherwise,
yeah.
You don't support the artist.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
You know,
so.
And bands like ICP. You know, I don't know what label. It depends on their label. You know, like Alternative Tentacles, you don't download Alternative Tentacles stuff because it's a small label, right? But Sony, with their little root kits, you hear about this?
Root kits.
Sony put Black Ice on actual music. Okay, so you buy the CD, put it in your computer, and it, like, runs, and it just, like, fucks your computer up. And they'll get root and all this kind of shit, and they like,
Fuck off.
It's like full on cyberpunk shit. Yeah, it's really bad. Yeah.
I don't spend $25 on an album so I can have my computer infected. Thank you very fucking much, you pole smoking bandits.
Yeah, it's bad. Unfortunately, I will have to state that Sony does make really good hardware. That's
yes,
the problem.
They do.
Because I've taken apart a bunch of DVD players, and the Sony DVD players are the nicest DVD players. You know, I hate to say it, but it's the truth. But anyway, last night we're totally all over the place here, but that's fine. Last night we went and saw Jarhead.
Yes, we did.
So let's critique that shit. That's good because it was pretty close to opening weekend. A lot of people. It's not an action movie, so you could go first. Well, what did you think of Jarhead?
All right, like you said, it's not an action movie. Jarhead is about soldiers. It's about army life. It's about the insane boredom that we can face as soldiers. The sheer moments of like fun and like all the stupid shit that you do with your buddies. I got a lot out of it because, like I told you in the car last night, man. That guy hit the nail on the head with so many facets of military life, playing grab ass with your buddies in the shower, all the masturbation jokes, fucking the stupid partying, and all that stuff that is part of military culture. It was fucking awesome. I'm like, wow, I'm watching a movie about my pals.
Yeah, so because for those of you who don't actually know, because, I mean, bear in mind, you've been floating around rant now. Like, you were there in the What the Hell back in the day.
Probably
my oldest friend now. When it comes down to it, like Ronan Sarah was around on the What the Hell shows back in the day, all the rest of it. So it's not like it's a new guy just showed up on the show here. But you are actually, this is a nice segue here, you are actually employed. Now, we're not going to get specific. We're not talking about units. We're not talking about taskings. We're not talking about anything that can get you in shit.
No.
Okay. But you are employed by the Canadian Armed Forces.
Yes.
All six of them.
You, I work for them all.
I work for all five guys in the Canadian Armed Forces. Ooh-ah!
Yeah. Yeah.
So now you're not some cherry. You know, like I'm a fucking hobby soldier over here. Never been anywhere. I'm the armchair general over here. You know, SAS Saturdays and Sundays right here. You know, I'm all like, ooh-ah! Yeah. You know, woo, chairborn. Yeah. So
chairborn.
Yeah. So I'm multiing. Yeah. But no, seriously, like you have been on tours. Like, what? Well, give us a little bit of history without getting too specific here.
Well, I'm coming up on what will be 6 years in the spring that I've been in. I did my first tour to Bosnia, as you may remember, back in 2002 to 2003. I've done several domestic operations.
Is that what the T-shirt you got on is Operation? What is that?
Peregrine. That's with all the forest firefighting shit when half of our province was set on fire a couple years ago there.
Yeah, and you were shooting protesters for a while there. that whole protester thing with that cement and stuff. There's all the leaders here, and you were up there. You were one of the guys.
That wasn't me, man.
That wasn't you?
That wasn't me.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, carry on.
We're not going to talk about that again.
We're not going to talk about that. Yeah, sorry. No protest shooting. But they deserved it. Look at how they were dressed. You know,
oh, yeah. We'll talk about that shit later on.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. All right. So you did some domestic ops. What else?
Yeah, basically I came back, I worked full-time with my unit, and now I'm gearing up to go over to the sandbox.
And you went to India.
Oh, yeah, I did the Prime Minister's tasking thing, doing security and all that shit for basically the leader of our country.
And it's, which, you know, be that as it may. And there's actually, I have, in fact, seen the photograph of Ronan Sarah shaking hands with the Prime Minister of Canada, which is pretty fucking cool.
You know, you say what you want about the man and his cabinet and, you know.
All the bullshit.
I am not
they're
a
politics,
fucking fan
man.
Of
it. It's politics.
Yeah,
you know,
they're subhumans, but. You know, I'd never vote for a fucking liberal. I'd cut my own testicles off before I'd let that happen.
Yeah, I'm kind of like
what?
Steve Harper myself, yeah.
Yeah, you know, his cabinet, his people, are fucking awesome people to party with, man. Like, I got to know, like...
Seriously,
I got to know his, like, right-hand man and woman for, like, foreign and domestic affairs, like, on a first-name basis. Like, I was doing a tour of, like, Taj Mahal with, like, this lady and, like, you know, giving me the full rundown and shit like that. It was wicked. They're good people.
Oh, yeah.
Shitty leaders, maybe, but they're nice people.
Well, you know, and everybody gets rocks thrown at them. You know what I mean? Like on my live journal the other day, I had somebody, you know, post some shit for some one of these sites where, you know, you can make entries and everyone makes comments and stuff like that. It's a noise site, you know, and somebody gave a link and put an entry in it about myself, and all these people show up and start, you know, throwing rocks and comparing me to Bill Hicks and saying I'm an idiot and all this kind of shit, which is kind of wild because I don't know any of these people. You know what I mean? And it really, I've really gotten a lot more tolerant of individuals, because when you're on the other side of that shit, you look at like people throwing rocks at you, like George Bush, for example. George Bush. Now, I don't know the man. I don't know the man. All I know about the man is what I see on the media. Now, if you make a decision based upon, you know, the media you're given, you know, like your factors you're given, like Michael Moore. Like, let's say you made a decision about George Bush based upon Michael Moore. Well, shit, he's worse than Hitler, according to Michael Moore.
Oh, yeah. If you take Fahrenheit 9/11 as the Bible, then, you know, he's...
Then that's it. And you talk to, like, oh, let's see. And then you think you get a more accurate picture by looking at more sources. So I read Noam Chomsky's book. I read Naomi Klein's book. I watched the movie by Michael Moore. Clearly, three people think he's an asshole, so he must be the devil and should be destroyed. Mm-hmm. You know, and then you get on the radio and you got Alex Jones explaining how, you know, he's this neocon psycho, you know, fuckstick and all the rest of it. And you jump onto the left-wing media and you see all this shit, so you don't really know. You're just getting, you know, you think you're getting an accurate picture, but you're really not. You know, I mean, maybe there are some facts of things that he's done and words that have come out of his own mouth. The man does, you know, he could work on his public speaking skills.
That's a given.
That's a given, you know. But, you know, and there are some other factors that make me go, you know, maybe as his job, you know, maybe he's kind of dropped the ball a little bit. But the guy, you know, has he got kids? Yeah, he's got a couple daughters and shit like that. I mean, whatever. He's probably a decent guy. You know, he's just, I don't know. So it's important to bear in mind that you don't get an accurate picture about people just from what you get in the media. You just don't. It's just not the case.
You know what? And those that can't, criticize.
Yeah, and there is that, you know.
You know what I mean?
But getting back to, so you've been around, you've done a couple tours, you know, doing all that good shit, and now you are preparing for deployment to...
Afghanistan. Kandahar.
Kandahar in Afghanistan. Now, no one talks about Afghanistan anymore because it's old hat, right? Because nobody gives a fuck. It's all Iraq.
That's right.
So what are we doing? What's the job?
All right. Afghanistan, surprise, surprise, is still a shithole.
Oh, nothing's changed there.
Okay.
Status quo.
So here's the situation, at least from the Canadian perspective, about what we're doing over there, okay? President Karzai resides in his power in, you know, in the north in Kabul. All right, it's a very stable region. They've done a lot to develop it and all that good stuff. But he's like, you know, for me to be an effective president, I have to go out and sort of expand my power base and bring the good word of, like, development and democracy to the rest of my country.
Right.
Pretty noble thing for a country that's going from the Stone Age, trying to become, you know, a world power. Well, I won't even say a world power, but developed, okay?
Yeah. So, not burning shit to eat. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
So now he's looking towards the south, towards Kandahar. Now, a couple interesting facts about Afghanistan. Afghanistan is the world's number one producer of opium. 70% of the world's opium production.
70%?
70% of the world's opium production comes out of Afghanistan.
I thought it was 30%. Is it actually 70%?
It is 70%.
Wow, that's a lot of fucking... That's a lot of smack.
Yeah. No shit.
That
okay?
is a lot of smack.
No shit. So, Kandahar is the largest producing province in Afghanistan, where 36% of the production alone comes out of
Kandahar.
Ah,
that's where I'm getting that 30. So Kandahar is 36% alone.
That's right.
And Afghanistan on the whole is fucking 70%.
You got it.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot of smack.
Now, in Kandahar, it's the wild fucking west. All right? You've got somewhere between 4 to 8 known terrorist organizations. The remnants of the Taliban, the remnants of the Al-Qaeda are still lingering around there. You got all these foreign national fucking jihadi motherfuckers that are, you know, looking to take a poke at the Americans.
Right.
You've got warlords, like the drug warlords and shit like that, that are down there.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of these warlords are trying to get in with the new government.
Of course, because they gotta have an in, otherwise they're going to be on the outs, right?
Yeah, exactly. So they're trying to make this segue into, like, legitimate politicians. So there's all kind of fighting in between the warlords and shit like that.
But all these warlords really are bags of shit.
Sure,
I mean, let's not mince words here. These guys are fucking, these guys are scum.
It's Mad Max, man.
Yeah, okay? it's full on Lord Humongous out there.
Yeah, it's like, you know, all these drug like cartels and like FARC and shit like that down in Colombia.
Yeah.
That are trying to become legit, be part of the government. You don't just fucking turn the other cheek like that, motherfucker.
Yeah, you can't do that. I mean, well, and from what I've read, I mean, I've done a little bit of reading over there. And violence is deeply ingrained in the culture in Afghanistan. I mean, you know, their national fucking sport is playing full contact rugby with a dead animal on horseback, for Christ's sakes.
Oh, they pit fight their children for family honor, for fuck's sakes, man.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. I know guys that were over that have seen this type of thing. I mean, my village is tougher than your village, and my kid is going to drop his AK and fucking kill your kid.
Really? That's like Kurgan kind of stuff going on there. That's fucked up. That is fucked up.
Oh, yeah. There's usually about one mine strike or IED incident a day. Yeah, it's fucking brutal, man. It's brutal.
So why are we going there then? What the fuck?
Well, like I said, to expand Karzai's power base, he's got to stabilize more of the region. And
so you're there to stabilize.
Well, yeah. Kandahar is like the cancer for the rest of the province, right?
Right.
Or the rest of the country. So you eventually, you know, sort of try to stabilize that area.
And by stabilization, what does that mean? That means
well, developing, you know, giving people the better alternatives, right? So trying to introduce farmers into growing legitimate crops instead of, like, you know, poppies.
Right.
You know, and that's going to be a fucking uphill battle because, you know, of course, they get paid premium coin in, like, whatever little Afghani bucks that they make. I could probably pay them off in Canadian Tire money and, you know, they'd be doing better for themselves.
Right.
But
that's what they need in Afghanistan. They need a Canadian Tire.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be hot. That'd be hot. We need to fucking put a Canadian Tire in Afghanistan. Anyway.
Let's start small first. I want a fucking Tim Hortons, but, you know, that's
just Timmy's. Afghani Timmy's.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're trying to, like, get them away from producing all the opium and produce, like, you know, maybe real food for their people instead.
Right.
The shitty thing about that is there's very, very few plants and, you know, vegetative life that will actually grow in a fucking desert.
Can't they, like, farm rocks? Because they have a lot of rocks there. They're pretty much rocks.
Oh, it's all rocks, dirt, and dust, man. There's not a real large market for rocks out in the world because they're pretty common.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's Afghani rocks, but I guess you can really sell rocks. So these guys have got to get their shit together. Yep. Everything's fucked. It's a warlord nation, and we're
trying to introduce society to them and civilization.
And as well get rid of all the drugs, right? Because we got the... And it's not like these guys are growing weed. These guys are... I mean, it's heroin.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's what it is. It's not like it's, you know, there should be, oh, we should legalize... No, I mean, this is... I mean, on the upswing, you could probably get yourself some cheap heroin over there. You know, I mean, heroin, so you're at the source. You could probably get yourself a couple big kilos of it, you know. If you were going to be a drug addict, that would be the place to live.
You'd never have to leave.
You'd never have to leave. Because, again, 70% of the world's heroin, you can get yourself all nice and dead pretty quick. You know, I'm pretty unfamiliar with the whole heroin trade thing, but, you know, what I have seen... is I can take a quick trip down to pretty much any city in the world, and you can always tell where the heroin centers are because that's where all the skinny, strung-out, HIV-infected, Hep A, B, C, the whole nine fucking crowd hanging out on the streets being all skinny and gaunt and fucked up. So, you know, it could be argued, though, wouldn't it, that if you shut down the heroin production from Afghanistan, let's say you go in there and it's mission successful, okay, aren't you, all you're going to do is, because these people are addicted, all you're going to do is drive the price of heroin up.
Quite probably.
Yeah, so, and thereby making more money for people who are not, like, the other 30% of the world. You see what I'm saying? Like, won't it, like, I don't know. I mean, well, then what's the alternative, I guess? Do you not shut down the 70% of the heroin's fucking world? I mean, like, what do you do there? I suppose it's got to be done. So, and who else is going in to do with you? It's not just Canada, because there's only six guys. You can't really do that.
The Americans are there, of course.
Right.
You know, they're still running, like, mass amounts of combat operations over there.
Right, ferreting out holes and trying to...
Oh, yeah, they're getting into weekly firefights. It just doesn't make the news anymore, right?
Which is kind of sad.
Oh, yeah, Afghanistan's like the forgotten front.
It
really is.
Right.
You know.
So Afghanistan is still a shithole. There's still a war going on over there, and you're going there. So who else is there? So we got the Yanks fucking it up.
We got the Brits.
And they're there to fuck it up. I hear the paras are going in there to sweep and clear, pretty much.
Yeah, from what I understand, they're going to be deploying from about February through April. We're going to be putting a whole lot of fucking troops on the ground.
Yeah.
And their number one mission, as I understand it right now, is actually going to be to eradicate the poppy fields.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too, yeah.
Which is going to really endear them to a lot of the local population.
Yeah, they're going to be shot at a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to really... They're going to take some losses over there, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Who else is going to be there? The Aussies have got a contingent.
The Aussies,
yes.
Actually, they'd be good at that shit, because they're good at that whole, like, let's walk around and where there's lots of sand and dirt and dust and shit. So they'd be good
at
that.
It's like home, yeah, except there's no ocean around them.
There's no ocean, no sharks, and the air is thinner.
Yeah, and let's see, the Dutch are going to be there, from what I gather, as well.
It's a big party.
It is. Well, the Dutch are always a good time.
Yeah, the Dutch are good.
So,
they got funky hair. Their army's like Union, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
They have a Union army.
Can you fucking believe that shit, man?
I can't believe a Union army. A lot of people don't know. So, like, for folks who don't know, the Dutch, you know, the people who legalized weed, Also have a union army, which means the army can go on strike, and the guys in the Dutch army can have like blue mohawks. They're in the running for the top Warhammer 40K army right now. Yeah. Like, they really got it going on in Holland. I don't know.
I've seen some pretty long-haired fucking Dutch soldiers when I was in Bosnia. They're all cool. Like, none of them had any, like, overt piercings and multicolored eyebrows and shit like that when I was there. But, yeah, they got a little bit long on the top, that's for sure. It's like, what the fuck?
Mullet army.
Mullet army.
Yeah, see what
I want.
It's an
army
mullet.
Of fucking hockey players.
Army of mullet. Yeah. I'm an army of mullet. Well, that's cool. So we got the Dutch. Anybody else?
Not the Belge, thank fuck. The Romanians are going to be there in
What's
the
wrong with
airfield.
Belgium? You don't like Belgium?
Yeah, go read the book Shake Hands with the Devil.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Well,
Shake Hands with the Devil. That's that DeChastelain guy.
No, Dallaire.
Dallaire,
yeah,
sorry.
Romeo Dallaire is the guy who basically headed up the mission to Rwanda where right. The rest of the world dropped the fucking ball on Africa. Shock of fucking shocks.
Yeah, because, again, nobody gives a fuck about Africa, right?
That's right.
So the UN went down there and the Belgians?
Well, the Belgians were a colonial. Like, Rwanda was part of, in colonial times, like, you know, owned by Belgium.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, big vested interest in there as well. So it looked kind of bad when you had, like, you know, colonial masters fucking trying to dominate the region. And the
pacification
at the time, the Belgian government
shit.
Fucking, you know, pulled out their troops and abandoned the place. And without getting into a lot of the specifics, because that would take an entire show of its own.
Right.
Yeah, the soldiers that were there at the time, and I'm talking just about the guys from Rwanda, were not very professional. They were amped out on all kinds of aggressiveness and shit like that. And,
right.
You know,
generally being shit pumps.
Yeah, they weren't very professional, as I, you know, understand it, and I don't have a lot of respect for them.
So you've got the, but you were saying that the Romanians, what are they doing?
They're going to be providing pretty much camp security.
Nice.
I don't know if they're going to have, like, you know, an outget or anything like that. But
vampire security.
Yeah, you'll never see them in the daytime pulling a guard shift, but at nighttime, fuck, woe be those who come towards gate number one.
Yeah, it's going to be bad. So they'll be like, you know, running wolves at night and stuff.
Rats and fucking freaky green mist and shit. Yeah.
Ain't nobody going to be fucking with the Great White Satan over there in Afghanistan, which will be a good time. Be a good time. Well, and for everyone out there, now you are, without getting into your operational tasking so far, I mean, when you're not running through the desert with a knife in your teeth and two machine guns in each hand, that's four machine guns total.
Yes.
You will be having some internet access tentatively.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to be working in the main sort of multinational headquarters doing computer geek shit for
right.
the Army.
Right. Okay. Well, that's pretty general.
Yeah.
That's pretty general.
Yeah.
And of course, while he's all doing this, if he does not get himself a Rant Media journal, which is probably possible, I don't see any reason why we wouldn't be able to set that up if you want one.
I will begeth of Sim.
You will begeth of Sim.
And if he doesn't give me one, I'll snap his little twig body.
Yeah, that's right. And, well, you can't. You can't, because then you're a very stupid man, because if Sim dies, Rant Radio dies. If he dies, it dies. And when it dies, he dies. No, but seriously, like, we can't kill Sim, because without him, there's no Rant Radio, because we love Sim. So don't kill him.
Kill him. I just put him in his little wheelchair, and he'd be like Xavier.
No, that's Smokehouse. That's Smokehouse. Smokehouse is
Oh, yeah, that's
wheelchair.
Already been
yeah,
copied.
That's already been copied. We've already
Sorry,
got,
Smokey.
We've already got one cripple. We can't have more cripples. We've got one cripple. We've got one big, and I'm, you know, this...
Fuck it all. Force feed him to eat a fucking steak.
A hot dog.
Ooh, yeah, a bucket of smashed assholes all rolled up into his skin.
That's right.
He's chugging on the hot dog. Good job
for Sim. So you heard it here first. If Sim doesn't give Ronan Sariad a blog, he gets to eat a hot dog. And until we give him that, though, you can get to Sariad's blog by going to livejournal.com/user/Sariad or do a search on the LiveJournal database for Sariad, Sariet, and you'll be able to find his blog. You get updates while he's over there, you know, fucking shit up in Afghanistan and taking care of the drug problem.
That's right. And I'll tell you all about the nasty camel spiders, the scorpion fights.
Is there camel spiders in Afghanistan?
Holy fuck, yeah.
Oh, really? I thought
now
that
you
was...
Know, you know me. If
yeah, you're
one
not,
thing...
so, not so manly with the spiders. Not so manly with the spiders. Sorry, you're not. Scream like a little girl.
I don't scream like a little girl. I have a healthy
like a
respect for my adversary.
yeah, your adversary the size of a quarter. Yeah.
Yeah, have you seen a camel spider? They're not the size of a fucking quarter, man.
They're, well...
Take the palm of your hand, put it on the fucking table, and that's, like, the main body.
That's the main body of a camel spider.
Yeah. See, and then they chew on you and shit like that, but they've got, like, this little secretion in their jaws that, like, numbs your body part when they're eating you, so you don't actually feel it.
That's a little frightening.
Until you wake up and half your arm's gone.
Half of your arm? Give me a break. It's not going to chew off your arm. Your
no,
arm got chewed off by spiders.
They'll take big fucking chunks out of you, man.
Oh, really?
That's why they call them camel spiders, because they crawl up camels and fucking numb them and then munch on them for a fucking while.
Are they pack hunters?
No, but see, they, like, everything else in Afghanistan, right? It's fucking hot there. So if you're standing around and you cast, like, a shadow, these little fuckers will run out into, like, any little form of shade that they can get, right? They'll stand there. And because they're fucking ginormous, they move pretty fucking quick. You know,
because
spiders
they're big, yeah. Well,
and spiders fucking move quick.
Yeah, they can move.
You got eight legs, fucking, you can boogie. So if you try to run away from these little motherfuckers, all they're after is the shadow, and they'll start fucking chasing you to stay in the fucking shadow. So you got, like, this goddamn huge plate-sized fucking spider chasing you through the fucking camp. And,
well, we'll be able to find you, no problem. Because I'm sorry. Even I, who have no fear of spiders, if there was more than one spider trying to get the shade, because you could put a bunch of dinner plates in your shadow, then more than one of them, even though they would fight individually, you could have like five or six of these spiders chasing you in the desert. And personally, if you start to run, then you're broken, and you just continue to run, and eventually the screams will come. Yes, it's true. Gunfire. You know, it's like camel spiders, for those who don't look like, they look kind of like alien facehuggers, about the same size, run about that fast.
Yeah, I'd actually rather deal with an alien facehugger.
Not me, because they face fuck you, and then they put a big, you know, insect in your stomach, and that's not hot. But anyway, let's get into some other world news. Now that's what's happening with you. And again, you know, you can do the search for Sariet and all that good shit, and you'll be able to find out what's going on. But right off the top, let's get into some riot news. I'll do the news story here. Paris, France. A man who was beaten by an attacker during a rioting north of Paris has died, becoming the first fatality since the urban unrest started 11 days ago. Now, for those of you, according to French Foreign Ministry, the man was beaten as he tried to put a trash can fire out on Friday in a Paris suburb of Stains in the region of Saint-Denis. Ministry spokesman identified the man as Jean-Jacques de la Chandre, 61, said he died in hospital of his wounds. He'd been in a coma since the attack near his home. The rioting started in Paris after two black teenagers were electrocuted on October 27. Local residents blamed the police for chasing the youths. Police denied they were in pursuit. The disturbance have since spread around the country among disaffected youths, mostly Muslim or of African origin, becoming France's worst civil unrest in over a decade. Paris has simmered. Fears are also growing Monday that the unrest could take hold elsewhere in Europe. Five cars have been torched in both Brussels and Berlin, and police said that they were investigating if they were copycat attacks. Damage from the protests across France hit a new peak overnight as rioters burned 1,408 vehicles in 274 towns. 1,500 cars torched. France's national police chief said more than 4,300 vehicles have been burned in the last 11 days. So that's a lot of burned out fucking cars. The figure was an increase from the night before when 1,295 vehicles were burned just the night before. Michael Goldwyn told the news conference, he said the police made 395 arrests overnight from Sunday to Monday, up from 345 the night before. 10 riot police were injured by youths firing fine-grained birdshot. 10 riot police were injured by youths firing fine-grained birdshot in the southern Paris suburb of Grigny. So they're actually shooting at the cops now. Now, first, we're going to take the guy who sent me this, Falweir. He sent me in this comment here. Now, Falweir knows what the fuck's going on. Falweir is now retired. Well, no longer employed. He's retired. No matter how long you've been in, you're still retired if you're not a member anymore. So you're retired. He's a retired Marine. Did time in Iraq, all that good shit.
Fuck yeah.
And he's a good guy, solid guy. Greetings, Sean. Here's a prime example of why civil unrest is dangerous. There's no secret that people use events like this to settle grudges. Anarchy leads to injuries and deaths. Totally true. That being said, the old guy was a fool for confronting these people. Yeah, 61 years old, don't get out there in the shit. You're going to get yourself hurt. He tried to put out a trash can fire alone. He should have called the authorities. Which, that said, though, man, no one's going to fucking respond because they got 1,500 fires going on. Even geared up in BDUs, battle dress uniform, with blades, tactical handgun, and assault rifle, all locked and loaded, I would not do that by myself. That's because you've had training. He's a 61-year-old French guy. He eats cheese. I'd have someone else put it out while I provided the security, but only if it was a threat to my home. That fool is a Darwin candidate, in my opinion. Well, yeah, but he's 61 years old, could be burning near his house, wants to try to make ladders better, blah, 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 blah. Bad call on his part, but don't worry, he paid for it. Isn't that the heart of the current problem in France? These quote-unquote youths want respect, and the old man is likely to be authoritative, thus pouring fuel into the flame. Martial law is in the cards if those French people don't find different solution to their problems. I would put it to you, if this was happening in any city in the United States, martial law would already have happened. This is why we need to be prepared with in-home storage of essential goods and personal defense. Then you can stay in your home where it is safe if the proverbial butt bombs ever hit the big fan. At least while you wait, at least wait it out long enough to see where the wind is blowing. I wholeheartedly agree. And in the stand your ground clause, as it was set up in Florida, and yet do so through intelligent decisions, which is always good. Always faithful. And that was from Falweir. So what do you think of this whole Paris thing? I know you know a little bit about it.
Okay. You mean to tell me that the suburbs of Paris for 11 days have been fucking out of control?
Yeah, well, we got 5,000 burned out cars, yeah. And okay. Paris is not that big. The suburbs of Paris, I mean, it's a small region. You can hike across that shit in pretty much like 2 days.
Yeah. You've been the ground, you walk there, okay?
Yeah.
First off, the police chiefs, they're making like 300, 400 goddamn arrests a day.
Yeah.
Obviously not enough.
No.
Where are you going to fucking put all these people?
There's that.
Okay.
There is that, yeah.
And processing time. So, you know, that's taking up a lot of the cops' resources.
Oh, yeah.
What you gotta do is you gotta bring in the fucking military. It's already civil unrest. If they're openly targeting cops with birdshot, I don't care how fucking fine it is, somebody's firing a fucking shotgun round at you, pal.
Yeah, and you're not gonna wait and check the shot pattern.
Yeah,
all you hear is the bang, the thud, and the rack of the slide, and things are getting very elevated.
Yeah, what if next time it's not fine shot, and it's like, you know, fucking double on it. Doesn't matter. You've lost control of the fucking part of your city. Riots will fucking spread. It's the riot mentality. Everybody wants to get in on it and all the rest of that.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
It's time to introduce fucking the military and subjugate the fucking area. If you people are irresponsible enough that you can't fucking deal with, like, society's problems on your own, you basically, as I see it, you forfeit your fucking rights. As soon as you're, like, killing innocent people, burning down society and all the rest of it, fuck you, you're no longer productive, you lose all your rights. And it's time to go mass POW camps to be fucking sorted out, roll in the fucking Legion, and take control back.
Now it could be. Now that's a military stance. You know, dominate. You know, completely do that. Now, of course,
will it put out the fire? Yes,
it will put out the fire. It is a solution. It is a solution. Let's clear that out now. It is a solution. And I'd have to say, you know, that when you look at this, okay, the reason why, okay, you got to look at the reason why the riot's happening. Maybe you don't have to look at the reason why, but there is a reason why this riot is happening. The reason why is that I guess a lot of these immigrants have come up from Africa and from other regions of the world, and they can't find a place to stay. There's tent cities and all this kind of shit that's going up in Paris. You see what I mean? And so these people are really upset that they got tent cities in Paris and they got no place to go, and so, you know, and nothing's being done, and they're getting very angry, and that's why these riots have occurred.
Right.
See what I mean? So let's say we go in there and you do the mass arrests, set up the camps, throw people in camps, and then fucking, you know, you process them, see what's doing what, and then you throw a bunch of these assholes in jail. But you haven't really solved the problem because, you know, are we going to have more riots in another year? Because, you know, more immigrants, blah, 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 blah. So, like, well, what the fuck's the deal? Like, what's the solution here? I think this is probably part of a global problem, and this is true, where you've got, and I got another story following this one here, which talks about the problems between, you know, the, like, the haves and the have-nots. You know what I mean? You've got the problems with the whole, you've got folks who have shit and the people who don't have shit. And the people who don't have shit want shit, and so they're freaking out, you know what
well,
I mean?
Well, it's always been like that. But here's my point, too, okay? It sounds very cold and callous. But who says the government of France is obligated to fucking provide these people with anything? Are you a French citizen? No. Do you pay taxes? No, because you probably don't make any money. Do you provide anything to the current country and become a productive member? No. So you're a fucking leech.
Yeah.
What skills do you bring? You bring from your shitty culture all your shitty cultural problems, and now you've got this type of shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay?
That is true.
Take a look at Louisiana. Louisiana, okay? In America, major city. Who fucking, you know, caused all the problems down there?
Well, that would be the low-income people.
Ah, yes. Did you see, like, the middle-ground people that fucking totally lost their heads and burning out houses and looting for fucking TVs and VCRs and shit like that? No.
So, it's it is a problem, but, I mean, that would kind of state that, you know, maybe the war on the poor, like, that there's that whole mentality. I guess it's the haves and the have-nots, but there are ways, I guess, for poor people to make money. I mean, there is, you know, methods, you know, to go out there and get a job and all that kind of stuff. I guess it turns into a larger, you know, socioeconomic problem. And I don't even claim to have all the solutions. But I would have to agree with you that right now we got 5,000 cars being burned in 11 fucking days. So, you know, I'd have to say that even though it's not really nice, it's not desirable, wouldn't look forward to it, wouldn't be, you know, throwing people in camps with a smile on my face, But you got to stop people from torching all the fucking cars and Paris is on fire. Paris is burning. Hello.
A bad solution today is better than the best solution tomorrow.
That's right. So, you know, you got to do something. And I don't really see another solution because what else is there? You know, give away the farm? You know, what do you do? You know, decrease everybody's standard of living? You know, I mean, I don't really understand how that's going to work.
So, and then here's the other side of the thing, too, okay? 5,000 cars burning, untold amounts of residents, you know, going up in the big flame and all the rest of that type of shit. All
right.
These poor people saying, give me a fucking handout, you fucking French government cocksuckers, give me mine.
Right.
How much money is it going to cost to rebuild these suburbs that are, like, being burned to the ground?
Oh, huge.
Exactly.
Huge.
So,
big,
that,
big
so that's money that, you know, has to come out of, you know, federal reserves. And,
oh, yeah.
And come out of all these other fucking, you know, departments within the budget. And do you think it's going to be the poor people that see that money? Or is it going to be the legitimate productive members of society who had their homes burned down that are going to get that money first? So you can riot and you can burn and loot and scream and shoot at the cops all you fucking want. But the end result is, because you're a piece of shit, you're still not going to get anything from the government. You just brought more attention to yourself. And you're like, oh, look, yeah, these are the fuckers that burned down my town. Nobody's going to support your cause, fuck steak.
Yeah, it is probably that is a fact. Now, this brings us to the much bigger question, which is the value of human life. You know what I mean? And this is something that I've labored about myself quite a bit. You know, because you go to these countries, and you take a look at things like the Congo, you know, Rwanda, all this kind of stuff, and it seems to me that human life, you know, is it? What's the statement? Do you say that? Do you say that, you know, people from an American life is worth more than an Iraqi life? Do you say like an African life is worth more or less than a, you know, somebody else's life or whatever? You know, I mean, like, not racial. We're just talking like economics. Okay.
They actually have a solution to that.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead. What's your solution?
Well, this is tying back to like Shake Hands with the Devil, which I highly recommend everybody reads, actually, because
it gives you a real perspective.
Well,
on what
brilliant
the
insight into the failings of the United Nations and how they. We actually do this, and
yeah, because the UN, I've got a big the UN pisses me off all the time. It's like they don't do sweet fuck all. But
yeah.
Anyway,
General Dallaire actually was putting forth all his requests to the United Nations there to try to get aid to fucking help all these people from getting slaughtered. And he was talking to an American, somebody high up in the UN, and the UN this UN rep said it would take 85 Americans to die before, you know, before they would send in one soldier. And they basically, they countered that, you know, against, like, the cost of, like, the Rwandans that were getting killed over there. So they actually have got a fucking mathematical solution that for the Americans, like, commit at that time, it would take 85 American deaths as a lump sum before they would commit to saving anything.
Wasn't there, like, 100,000 people murdered in, like, 30 days or some shit like that?
In the course of a couple months, it was 800,000.
Ah!
Yeah, they weren't shot, really. They were hacked to get death with, like, hoes and machetes and shit like that.
So it's 100,000 Africans per American life.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Now, that's fucked. Okay, that's not even a measure of what life is worth. Now, it seems to me that if you get away from the fact that human life, you know, is, you know, if you get away from that whole, you know, Disney, Kumbaya kind of stuff, we look at it as the rule of supply and demand. You know, things have more value the less there is of them. You know, the supply is high, the demand is low, things' value go down. The demand is low, the supply is high, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. Now, it seems to me that, in Paris, human life isn't really worth the fuck of a lot right now. Because, you know, there's a lot of people, it's overcrowded, so people don't really give a shit. You know, and it kind of goes like that. And, you know, everybody likes to try to lump things into two sort of categories, where you have, you know, the right wing and the left wing. You know, that's how they do it. You know, you're either right wing or you're left wing, which is bullshit. That's bullshit. There is more to life than just right wing, left wing politics. I mean, quite clearly, there's, you know, a whole jimmy whack of other stuff that's going on. And they're always like, left versus right and all this kind of crap. But realistically speaking, you know, you do have to be kind of practical about this kind of shit, you know what I mean? And no matter what country you're a part of, like for me, now I've said before, I'm kind of a cultural bigot myself, you know what I mean? Like if there's a culture out there that treats women like shit, okay, that causes children to pit fight each other for status, you know, rape is an acceptable form of, you know, anything. Rape is acceptable. Mm. Forced sex with children, a la Ayatollah Khomeini. Okay, he was all about the, it's okay to rape little boys. That's not on. I'm sorry, that is not on. You know, religious law, I don't agree with that either. So at some point, you know, no one wants to be the guy to stand up and say, no, that's not on. That's not on. You know, you can't be doing this shit. And clearly, to have riots and people burning things in the street, as they do in Africa and in third world nations and shit like that, it doesn't seem to be getting them any further ahead either.
Nope.
You know what I mean? So, you know, I guess they have to stop the destruction. And, yeah, so I'd have to say that, you know, generally, if you don't play by the rules of society, you oust yourself from society. Now, this is, of course, going past. There's a lot of laws that are bullshit laws. Okay, like a lot of intellectual copyright laws are crap. You know what I mean? But when you're doing shit where you're causing actual damage and damaging a city and a society and stuff like that, you're, regardless of your ideology or why you're doing it, okay, you're hurting people and damaging property. You need to be stopped.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You've chosen to step outside society's bounds and play by a whole other set of rules.
Yeah, and everybody's got, you know, their set of code. It's like if down in, like, getting back to the whole New Orleans thing. You look at New Orleans, you got reports of people dragging people out of cars and raping them on the highway. You got people shooting at the cops and stuff like that because they don't want there to be order restored. Because, lo and behold, we have anarchy, which is not really anarchy. What it is warlord states. So the gangs get together and they're like, oh, we've got control of the city. It's, you know, Twilight 2000 here. We've got the whole fucking, we got you know, Mad Max going on. Everything's really hot. And, yeah, so we're not going to try to, you know, release control of the city. Even though, you know, Delta Force was running around down there shooting guys who were running around with rifles and shit like that. Because you have to. You know what I mean? And I think that unless people realize that the force, you know, the whole Gandhi passive resistance thing, that has its place, but unfortunately in a situation like this, you know, that's why the Buddhists don't have any power, because, well, you know, they just don't do shit. You know, you've got to be able to have the sharp end of the stick. And yeah, eventually that means you got to start shooting people. And that's the long and the short of that shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's a horrible thing to have to say, but that seems to be the reality. But getting past that, let's get into some space news.
Space news.
Some space news. How about the Russians? You got to love the Russians. You know why? Because if you look here, I have a picture of the sawed-off shotgun, which is going to space. That is the very first space weapon that I can see going up there. And I got to tell you that I'm pretty pleased about the sawed-off shotguns. Why is there a sawed-off shotgun on the International Space Station? To fight alien invaders in case of a war on Earth so the cosmonauts can kill the U.S. astronauts? No. Read the following paragraph and you'll see that they take the wolf problem very seriously. In 1965, two cosmonauts overshot their touchdown by 1,200 miles and found themselves in a deep forest with hungry wolves. That's when Russian space officials decided to pack a sawed-off shotgun aboard every spacecraft. It took the Russian search crews more than 2 hours to locate the spacecraft and another 2 hours before helicopters could get support crews to the landing site. Now, I would have to state that, you know, generally, a sawed-off shotgun is a really good idea, but I also consider that perhaps the Russians are aware of something that maybe we're not. Maybe they know something we don't, because a shotgun is not the best wolf-killing tool.
Really speaking, because you're going to have to let them get fairly close, even with a slug. You know what I mean?
Why don't they throw in like a P90 or something like that? You know, because you got lots of ammo, small bullet, long punch, really small, compact size. You know, I mean, you're going to be able to, you could take out a whole pack of wolves with that fucking thing.
Sure.
But, no. And, as well, I've got an interesting news story here in border news. Now, this, I'd be interested to get your take on this particular problem here.
A bid to
seal off the U.S.-Mexico border. A senior U.S. Republican is pushing for the construction of a 2,000-mile, 3,200-kilometer fence along the entire length of the U.S.-Mexico border. Duncan Hunter, who chairs the Armed Services Committee in the House of Representatives, hopes to win enough support to pass the bill in Congress. Critics of his bill say immigrants enter the U.S. legally, but simply remain in the country when their visas expire. More than 1 million Mexicans are stopped from entering the U.S. each year to seek work. So there's like a million people coming across the border every year, or are stopped. So God knows how many aren't stopped. Mr. Saunders' plan for the fence envisages. Wow. Hooked on phonics worked for me. A dual-layer construction equipped with electric sensors stretching from the Pacific Ocean across the Gulf of Mexico. The fence would be surrounded by a new border buffer zone to the north and would be studded with 25 new official points of entry along its route. A 14-mile westerly stretch of the border south of San Diego is currently protected by two layers of fencing. Much of the lengthy frontier, though, is barely patrolled and protected only by ditches and barbed wire at best. Illegal aliens continue to funnel directly into many of our local communities and adversely impact our way of life, said Mr. Hunter, a California congressman, which literally translates to, they took our jobs. He said the lessons of September 11th, 2001 taught America that immigration was a national issue that required national solutions. Good that you slipped that September 11th in there as well. I'm waiting for Kraft Dinner to be like, September 11th taught us that we need to have more Kraft Dinner. I'm sure that we can swing that somehow. Now, this whole immigration thing in the States. What do you think of that shit?
Okay.
This is a bad one.
Yeah.
It's a rough goal.
I look at it this way. The Americans are all fucking amped out on the fear scales off the chart right now. Homeland Security. And
oh, my God! Shit. It's everywhere!
The sky is falling. Mexicans are coming across the border in droves. Oh, my God.
Mind you, there is these MI6 or whatever the fuck they're called. There's this whole troop of guys down in California there, whatever the fuck they're called.
Yeah, the motherfuckers that are firing like machine guns and like rocket launchers and shit like that across the border towards the border authorities.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really cool with that.
Yeah, that we need a couple of Apaches to go down there, and I don't mean the Indians.
Yeah. So they want to build this big fucking wall to keep all the undesirables out.
Right.
I don't really have a problem with that.
I don't really have a problem with that either.
I think that's actually a fucking stellar idea.
And on the subject of walls, what's happening? Do you know if that Israel-Palestinian wall thing is still on the go?
You know what? I haven't been following that for a while.
But I didn't think that was such a bad idea either. I mean, there's a lot of people saying this wall was fucking horrible, blah, 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 you know. But it seems to me that all the Palestinians kept on sending people into the pizzerias to blow themselves the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't really know of the whole politics and yada, 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 but it seems to me that, you know, Israel isn't really going into Palestine and blowing shit up. I mean, they're retaliating for these strikes and stuff, but
not necessarily instigating too much in the way of, like, you know, suicide bomber Israelis. Doesn't happen too much in the news.
Yeah, you don't hear about the suicide bomber Israelis, so, you know, it kind of makes me go, you know, I think the barriers, putting up a barrier is the most humane way I can think of versus, you know, deploying scout snipers across the entire border and hammering the fuck out of people as they try to cross.
Yeah.
You know, sentry guns. I mean, what else are you going to have?
Yeah. Well, I'll get to you. Like, you know, what if this was a Canadian problem? What if fucking, you know, hordes of fucking people were trying to invade our country, tax our system, bring our fucking people down, bring their drugs in and all the rest of that shit, set up gangs and all the rest of it? Fuck you, man. This is my country. If you're not going to contribute to the growth and betterment of it, I don't want you here. You're fucking cancer.
Yeah.
No. It's not on. You're not here to pollute my fucking country.
Which is true. I mean, when you look at North America, now North America, generally, is the first country ever to be founded on ideals. Really. America was the only country in history to be founded on ideals. Everything else was all, you know, royal families, blah, 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 blah. But when they came over and they drafted the Constitution, which I'm a big fan of that document, by the way, the U.S. Constitution, like in the U.S. Constitution.
It's a pretty good piece of paper, man.
It's a pretty good piece of kit, you know. And if push came to shove, that would be the piece of gear that I would probably say. So I'd have to say that, you know, eventually I feel that Canada will be gone. I think that it's going to turn into North America. We're going to turn into a bunch of states. I'm not really happy about that. You know, because I kind of like being Canadian and all the rest of it, la, la, la. But I do think it's probably inevitable that we're going to wind up becoming, you know, Americanized. I think that's we've already, you know, crossed that bridge in our culture and all the rest of it. And it's just, and to be honest with you, I've done a lot of time in the States. I went down to New York, ran around down there, San Francisco. They're nice fucking people.
I've driven down there many times, used to camp, you know, on the beach in Oregon with my family and all the rest of that shit. Got lots of American friends.
I like Americans.
So do I.
I have no problem. And for the record, it's kind of a footnote, people in New York are nicer than the people in California. You know, I'd sooner have...
Ooh, suck on that, California.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. When I was in San Francisco, there was a lot of yuppie bullshit going on in that city, let me tell you. New York, taking the subways, fuck, man, nicest people in the world. I'm, like, looking up at subway maps of people who are, like, fucking falling over themselves to help me, man. Couldn't stop him. I'm like, whoa, what happened to, you know, New York? Scary. You know, what happened to that shit?
That's dope, man.
Oh,
that's cool.
New York, I got to tell you, weird culture. People don't leave their blocks down there. You could nuke a section of the New York, and unless the other New Yorkers heard about it on the news, they wouldn't know about it. I mean, you could drive a battleship down the middle of the street. It's like this big concrete canyon, you know, the whole city. But it's a strange culture. Ash Wednesday fucked with me pretty hard. You know, all these people walk around black marks on their forehead. I didn't know anything about that. I thought that was like a total They Live thing going on. But it was nice guys. You know, generally the New Yorkers. So, but yeah, in the whole American, like, I think that North America, I believe, has probably one of the greatest cultures in the world. I mean, we have the space program. You know what I mean? There's a lot of shit going on. We've got a lot of advancements. The internet, most of that shit all came from this culture. You know, so does that mean that I'm willing to fight and kill for it? Yeah. Yeah, it does. You know, at some point, somebody's going to have to say, well, you know, I'm taking extremist. Is that an extremist viewpoint? Well, I think you'd be fucking stupid not to, you know, stand up and be willing to fight for your culture, you know, on some level.
Well, you know, I've had this conversation with people before, too. They're like, you're going to Afghanistan. Why are you going to do that? And, you know, I mentioned that I'm going to be doing a bunch of computer geek shit.
Right.
But ultimately, is the bigger picture, the mission there is to stabilize the region and, you know, bring a little bit of fucking hope and development to these people. So they've got alternatives to fucking, you know, I know, I'm going to, my life is so shit, I'm going to blow myself up and those Canadian guys over there at some airport because they stand for everything that I'm against. And they basically got an MP3 player that I really, really want and don't have.
Yeah, and, you know, well, that's a software problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it comes down to the fact that, you know what, man? I would rather fight the war on somebody else's country than have to fight it on mine.
And, yeah, there is only a matter of time before it's going to show up on the doorstep. And whether that's this century or next century, it will happen.
Yeah.
So, today's daily hack is something to help all of you with your fitness routine. It's called Map My Run, thanks to Data Maggot, which lets you map something out on a map system and then tell you the exact kilometer ratio, all done through a groovy, handy web interface. And that's all I got for you today, but don't worry, I will be back tomorrow to make sure that you get all the information you need to stay alive. This has been a free radio broadcast brought to you by the generous donations of 11 one-time donators, 52 continuing subscribers, 2 new subscribers who fucking rule, for a total of 65. And if you would like to help keep this daily news broadcast on the air, please visit rantmedia.ca and click on the Donate tab. And thanks again to everyone and their assistance in gathering data. If you have access to sensitive information or any other pertinent stories, please email them to Newsreel, that's NEWSREAL, @rantradio.com. If you like the music in the background, be sure to pick up the album by Project Pitchfork called Alpha and Omega. And I'm going to leave you now with a funky little tune that I stole from, I can't remember which, I think it was a DMX movie soundtrack by Eminem called Go to Sleep. So until tomorrow, that's what server said. End of line.
I ain't gonna eat, I ain't gonna sleep, ain't gonna breathe till I see what I wanna see. And what I wanna see is you go to sleep in the dirt. Permanently, you just being hurt. This ain't gonna work for me, it just wouldn't be sufficient enough, cause we are just gonna be enemies. As long as we breathe, I don't ever see either of us coming to terms where we can agree. There ain't gonna be no reason speaking with me. You speak on my seat, then me no speaking English. So we gonna beef and keep on beefing unless you're gonna agree to meet with me in the flesh and settle this face to face, and you're gonna see a demon unleashed in me that you never seen. And you're gonna see this gangster pee on himself. I see you D12 and thanks, but me need no help. Me do this one all by my lonely. I don't need 15 of my homies. When I see you, I'm seeing you, me and you only. We never met, but best believe you gonna know me when I'm this close to see you exposed this phony. Come on, bitch, show me. Pick me up, throw me. Lift me up, hold me. Told me you was gonna do. That's what I thought, you're pitiful. I'm rid of you, all you, John, you get it. So go to sleep, bitch. Die, motherfucker, die. Time's up, bitch, close your eyes. Go to sleep, bitch. Wow, you still alive. How many times I gotta say close your eyes? And go to sleep, bitch. Die, motherfucker, die. Bye, bye, motherfucker, bye, bye. Go to sleep, bitch. Wow, you still alive. Why, die, motherfucker, high.
You got your sleep, bitch. Nervous on purpose to hurt your focus. Use not MCs, use worthless. Use not them G's, use the circus. Use no appeal, please use curtains. You use words, who heard slurred in 2003? Use purpin, use no threat. Who's your serving when lyrically or the bird? You beneath the dirt when you fuck with a label overseeing the earth. Shady motherfucker.
curse so we can put down the verse. Take it to the turf, cock and squeeze, and he who reached the hearse is he who depicts fiction in his verse. And as I breathe and you be deceased, the world believe you deceive just to speak. Use not the streets, use the desk. Use not your chest, nigga, use a vest. Before two shoes your rest, you chose death. 6 feet deep, nigga, that's the death.
Now go to sleep, bitch. Die, motherfucker, die. Time's up, bitch, close your eyes. Go to sleep, bitch. Wow, you still alive. How many times I gotta say close your eyes? And go to sleep, bitch. Die, motherfucker, die.
Slay blades in New York with the heat. Stalk on a beat. Walk with my feet. Understand my pain. The rain ain't sweet. Peep how I'm moving. Peep where I'm going. Shit don't sleep, then sleep not knowing. But I'ma keep going, getting larger than life. Easy going, but the same one that started the fight. He be knowing how dog get when dog gon' bite. Time to show him the dog shit. It's dog for life. Grand champion, my bloodline.